of what we had. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe we had a good education. Now, most people have college educations now. That wouldn't stand pat for that. I wouldn't be sure.
Yeah, change the subject to bread. Now, what about the kind of bread that's made out of wheat flour that would be baked in loaves? What would that
be? Well, we have what we call the You mean the unbleached flour when it's yellow black?
Well, you know, white flour, I mean bleached or whatever, but when it would, well, the kind that would rise, you know, that they would, and then bake it in a loaf. Or maybe they didn't make that kind. Just the kind that you slice and use for...
Well, we just call it light bread.
You just call it light
bread. Everybody called it light bread.
Did they make it homemade in those days?
And sliced it themselves.
And sliced it themselves.
Yeah.
Well, what would they put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
And that's what
lots of time used to be the powdered and you can get the dry yeast, which does all right. Fleischmann's put out a lot of it, but you finally got the liquid cake, but it was kind of soft like butter that's about to melt, and that was the Fleischmann's. And his I love the smell of it. Our oldest daughter could make bread out of this world. She learned that when she's up Zanesville High. She married, and her mother-in-law made light bread. And I'll tell you what, you could smell it. She'd make four loaves at a time. And you could just sit down and just pull it off and eat. I'm a bread eater anyhow. I love bread. It doesn't make me fat. A lot of people does.
Looks like nothing makes you fat.
No, but you know, I went down that 3 weeks I had my cold. I went down to 110. But I've gained back up to 112. I eat. Now, I'm not a heavy supper eater, but I do eat a larger lunch than I don't eat as much breakfast as I used to, but I eat a sufficient amount. Then I have maybe jelly and bread at around when Ollie gets through with her work. Before she leaves, we have coffee. So that kills my noonday meal if I don't watch. But I have to have a little something in there because my stomach begins to have a queasy feeling. People should eat a mid-morning snack, very light, if it's nothing but a 2-3 sections of orange, or I wouldn't advocate drinking Coca-Colas like that, but I would say food. It could be a donut or a little something just to kind of, you know, how saliva comes into your mouth. Well, when your stomach gets empty, your stomach has gastric juice that comes into the stomach. That's what makes you have a burning in your stomach. There's no food in it.
And
gastric juice digests the food. The saliva helps to masticate and keep you from choking to death. And you shouldn't drink great quantities of any kind of moisture as you eat.
Oh, you should not?
Oh, that's right.
Now we were talking about cornbread before. Now, what different things would they make out of cornmeal besides cornbread?
Well, one of my lovely foods that I like is mush. They would get the water boiling hot and slowly stir in the cornmeal. In that, they had a little salt in it. We have it every once in a while, and it's nice light for supper. It's not a cereal in a way. It's more like a gruel or a cream of wheat. And while I get the little instant cream of wheat now. And you stir it up and cook it down until it looks like it's pebbly. Put a lid on it. They have cheese and crackers, something like that for supper.
Well, that's supposed to be healthier, I've heard, not to eat heavy at night.
No, you're not supposed to eat heavy at night. The man who works hard all day and his wife just eats a sandwich, sits down and cooks a big roast and potatoes and all those kind of things and goes to bed on a full stomach like that, he's just building up calories and hurts his heart. Your heart has to work too hard. See, remember, the aorta goes in behind the stomach. And that's the main, you know, the aorta is the biggest artery in the body. It feeds all the others. I think that's the way you say it. And it's behind the stomach, back there. It's the big vein. And the more you feed it, the more that heart has to beat to keep it moving, because when your digestion, it don't stop. It just goes like that. As I started to say, this gastric juice,